This is NPR.
And here I am. With some news headlines and some serious news to report out of Baghdad today. A bomb exploded in a pet market in the center of Baghdad, killing at least 13 people and wounding dozens. It was the first attack against the popular weekly bazaar since a U.S.-Iraqi security plan to stop the spiraling violence started last February. The explosion underscored recent comments by U.S. commanders in Iraq who say that despite a recent decline in violence, extremists still pose a dangerous threat to Iraq's fragile security. Stay with us. We'll have more on the security situation in Iraq coming up next in the show. More than 150 people were evacuated from a sinking cruise ship this morning. According to British Coast Guard officials, the MV Explorer hit an object in the Antarctic Ocean and was expected to go under. About 100 passengers and 54 crew members were rescued from the Liberian-flagged vessel and put onto lifeboats. The rescue effort is being coordinated by the U.S. Coast Guard in Virginia and authorities in Argentina. Australian Prime Minister John Howard is making a last-ditch effort to win over voters before national elections scheduled for tomorrow. The Conservative Howard has been Australia's leader for the past 11 years, but early polls say his government is likely to be sacked in tomorrow's vote. Opposition Labour leader Kevin Rudd has built a strong lead in the polls with promises to sign the Kyoto Protocol on climate change and to pull Australian troops out of Iraq. Howard has faced heavy criticism in Australia for his close alliance with President Bush and Australia's participation in the war in Iraq. And closer to home, it is Black Friday. That's what they call it, the biggest shopping day of the year. Analysts say the holiday season that kicks off today will be one of the longest, with 33 days till Christmas. But retailers are bracing themselves for less than stellar sales. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Diehard shoppers are hitting the stores early today. But in general, forecasters expect consumers to be a little more careful in how they spend their money this year. Ernst & Young is predicting that holiday sales will grow by only about 4.5%, a smaller increase than last year. The firm's consumer expert, Jay McIntosh, expects a sharper jump in internet sales, anywhere from 15 to 20%.
And of course, higher gasoline prices can only help that. Instead of driving around from mall to mall or store to store, we think many shoppers may stay home and do much of their shopping online this year.
Luxury retailers are also expected to have a good year since their customers are less sensitive to things like rising gas prices and falling home sales.
NPR's Scott Horsley. More and more stores are opening earlier this year to kick off holiday shopping. About 90% of Old Navy stores opened at 5 a.m. today, 2 hours earlier than last year. Toy chain KB Toys reportedly had 135 stores open at midnight. Circuit City and Best Buy opened at 5 as well, and Target opened at 6 a.m. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.